Kaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's see if a teacher can explain to us Bitcoin. What is this picture that the radio station tweeted out?
It's awesome.
It is.
Is it awesome?
I think so.
Well, to everybody else, maybe.
Yeah, it's on the PLR Twitter account, and it's Chaz. You're in front of a whiteboard, and you're making this face like,
"Aah!" Yeah.
And on the board, it's written 2 + 2 equals banan.
Well, that's about right.
Right.
That's going to play itself out right
now. And now here's Bitcoin.
All right, AJ, do you know what a nonce is?
A nonce? No. Is that like one of the pieces of Bitcoin?
And it's not nonce.
Nonce. Nonce.
Right. Yeah, Kyle, the teacher, is going to try to explain this to us.
AJ, does nonce know what that is?
I do nonce.
Hey, most Kyle. People do not know anything about Bitcoin or crypto, so it's okay, AJ.
I nonce know about a lot of things.
thanks for having me on again. I hope you guys are well. So, Bitcoin, it basically started under the idea of computer-to-computer secure transactions. Very similar to the idea of PayPal, which was created by Elon Musk to further expedite payments on eBay. So Bitcoin was, an e-file, something that was created on computers and that people on computers swap back and forth. And then it started to take off, much like stocks. And now there's variations of it and becoming more widely used and appreciated.
But PayPal PayPal is linked to an account. There's money in the account. Use PayPal, money comes out of your account.
It's all direct deposit.
Bitcoin, when people start explaining it to me, you have to mine stuff. Is there a pile of money somewhere? Is there a giant building with money in it? This is the Bitcoin money?
Wait, can I just earn stuff?
It just doesn't seem like there's anything back. It feels like it's all fake.
Can I just earn some Bitcoin, like a job?
Yeah, so mining is, one of those air quotes kind of terms. It's basically people using their computer power to code and create complex computer situations, and they're rewarded with pieces of these cryptocurrency. And the more you mine currency, the less it becomes, much like inflation.
You're hearing now why I do not own any Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
I hear this. I'm like, no. When it's that confusing.
Of course.
It's like nerd stuff.
It's like La La Land.
Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to investing, put your money with something that you're interested in or something you know. Don't just blindly throw your extra cash.
What extra cash?
At it because it's exciting.
No, but hook us in with the story that you told me on the phone. We were off the air, and you said you knew someone who had Bitcoin, and they were using it.
Oh, yeah. Being a math person, I have a couple friends that have been in the computer industry since the creation of AOL and, the boom of Wi-Fi and people that worked on it closely. And a lot of them started to get into this weird thing called Bitcoin in 2011. And I lived with this over-the-top computer guy that ended up working for Facebook in 2013. Well, he was telling me, oh, I got this Bitcoin. And, much like everybody does now, I started laughing at him. I said, well, what can you use it? He's like, well, there's two places. Papa John's takes Bitcoin, and this obscure little junkyard takes Bitcoin. So, a couple months later, he got into a pretty bad accident with his car, and he spent about 4,200 Bitcoin to get his car fixed. Well, that only equates to, $3.5 million now. That's pretty expensive.
Rates have gone up, man.
So you're saying he overpaid.
Hope the insurance
company. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What did that Papa John's pizza cost?
Well, famously, people have spent it on Papa John's. That's why Papa John Shatner was able to retire, among other reasons, for selling
it really
to Shaq and Peyton.
Well, yeah, two pizzas. He's fat living.
I mean, not for nothing. Bitcoin clocked in this morning at $46,800 a coin.
Okay, so it was $31,000 recently. So it just jumped that much.
Was it a cheese pie at least?
So to talk about the jump in the volatility of crypto versus stocks, January 1st, Bitcoin was trading at $7,200. So it's only gone up $39,000 in about a month.
It's only gone up, only $39,000.
Only, and there's no ceiling. I was talking to my friend, the 36-year-old retiree, who did keep some Bitcoins, not only spending them on his car, but he was like, you know, he could reasonably see it going to about $100,000.
Okay. But it could also just disappear, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like when Apple jumps, it's usually some good news, unexpected quarter. They have a new product coming out. There's a reason for it. This stuff just jumps. It's like GameStop because a lot of people just said, I'm going to buy it. Now it becomes valuable. Then it goes up. That's kind of like inflation, no?
Well, so the actual amazing thing about crypto is there's never going to be any inflation. And the way that they have been able to help themselves is that stocks are inflated, right? Because there's not one central source. You know, the SEC, quote unquote, regulates it. But, you know, we all know what happens when the rich get richer and the poor get confused with stocks.
I'm confused right now. But this could just wait. Somewhere there's a pile of money, right? Somewhere?
No.
No.
Like, what does a Bitcoin look like?
No, but like, if it just disappeared, like, if I got up,
right?
We're going to get to that in a second. If I get up and Bitcoin's at zero, like, there's no one I could talk to about it. There's no one that's like, oh, wait a minute. You blew all the money. You took the money.
Right. No, but the nice thing is that we're living in 2021.
Oh, there's no nice
thing
here.
Facebook creates no content. Airbnb owns no property. Netflix doesn't give you a video. Uber owns no car. Bitcoin's not a physical thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So I like stuff.
We are just buying nothing.
I like stuff.
That's horrible.
It's
literally
too.
Services.
Me too.
I want to hold something.
I'm definitely a hoarder. You know, I like physical things.
Okay, Kyle the teacher is, you know, this is the, how old are the kids that you teach, Kyle?
So it's middle school. We have typically 12, 13, 14-year-olds.
Okay, this is going to be a little bit challenging for you then, because it's me and AJ.
Right.
But Kyle is trying to explain Bitcoin to us. I don't think you're going to do it, because it's just, it's make-believe money, but people are making millions. I don't have the balls to put, I just have a feeling the day I put some money into it, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like, hey, guess what?
Oh.
It's all gone, and we don't know where it went.
So I hit delete button somewhere. Yes, sent somewhere.
Well, I do happen to know when the coin is going to go down. It's in September. This is when they halve, H-A-L-V-E, the coin.
They halve it
is to prevent. Yep, they prevent inflation, and it happens every 4 years.
So buy it now or buy it then?
I mean, if you want to buy it now, it's great, and then you can get out. But, you know, it's not just Bitcoin. There are other alternate coins, and they're as popular. And just yesterday, we're talking about Elon Musk. Elon Musk and Tesla have invested $1.5 billion into Bitcoin and now are going to accept it for payment for Tesla.
Damn it.
So it's on the rise. It's definitely not going anywhere.
What is this other one that he tweeted about that everyone's asking me to ask you about?
Oh, if you want to get in now, Dogecoin. D-O-G-E.
Is it really named after the meme?
Yep, it was.
This is unreal.
This is bizarre.
I can't even handle real money. How am I going to handle fake imaginary money?
You know what? Everybody use your Bitcoin. Give me your hard cash. I'll take that.
It's like if Grumpy Cat was suddenly on currency. That's what it. So like, it's hard for me to take it seriously. And then people are like, yeah, no, Snoop Dogg's like investing in it. Like it's worth something.
Yeah, but he smokes a lot of pot too.
Hold on, did they put an F on the end of this when you look on it for the stock market? D O G E F.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Where do you buy this?
So you can obtain Dogecoin on Robinhood. That's where I got it.
Robinhood, really?
But, you know, Robinhood's still up and moving. Remember that Financial crime is a slap on the wrist and often encouraged in America.
But he robbed from the rich and gave to the poor.
Right. But if you're if you invested in Dogecoin, it just recently went from 1 penny to 8 pennies to 8 cents, and it's skyrocketing faster than Bitcoin right now.
I got a tribe member who just bought $200 worth at 2 cents a share.
Wow.
Or a coin or whatever.
It's rising faster than Bitcoin did at this stage.
Like 75 times more.
Where do you buy this? Do you walk into a store and
digital wallet?
Digital wallet.
It's all digital. That's the idea. No,
right now,
no physical. You can't hold it.
Folks, all right, we got to talk to you again.
Yeah, because I don't have a headache enough right now.
No, this. I'm fascinated by this.
The last thing on this
AJ,
say,
this could be your lottery.
Maybe
God might be dropping winning lottery numbers in your lap right now.
The last thing I understood was you said Kyle the Teacher's on right now. That was the last thing I understood. It was like, what the hell's
Kyle,
going on?
Kyle, you're coming back tomorrow at 7:30.
Oh.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
part two of this, how we can all become billionaires.
I
next.
Feel there's blood in my ear. There's blood in my ear.
I heard the blood
I want to get that checked out.
Pop in your head.
Thank you.
All right.